I fear this is rather a cynical move by the Murdoch Empire, because the people who should really be carrying the can for all of this are the senior management, the people who are in charge of the company. And it looks as if the, you know, the ordinary Joes, the journalists, many of whom at the News of the World are thoroughly decent, are getting their redundancy checks, and the management didn't even have the decency to turn up into the office and say, sorry, we're going to close the newspaper. They found out about it on television and via email, which I just think is yet another layer of despicable activity by the senior management at News International.
Well, in the last half an hour or so, it's been reported that Rebecca Brooks has offered her resignation twice, but her bosses have rejected that. I mean, what do you make of all that situation with her still in a job tonight?
Well, I've said for a few days now that I think if she had a shred of decency, she would resign, because Millie Dowler's phone was hacked when she went on her watch. If it turns out that this is true, that she has been offering her resignation, then I think that James Murdoch and Rupert Murdoch are completely inept. They simply can't understand the feelings of revulsion that there are across the whole of the country, and certainly among my constituents, at the way in which, very cynically, the News of the World seems to have thought that whenever there was a death, whenever there was a murder, whenever somebody came back from Iraq, they had the right to steal a piece of the action by listening into other people's phone messages.
News of the World obviously implicated massively right now, but there's lots of speculation and talk, of course, of other papers being implicated in the future. Do you think this could spread elsewhere?
Well, I've only ever seen evidence that relates to the News of the World. I'm told by many other people that it was pervasive across the whole of the industry. But, you know, there's another part to this scandal, which is that the Metropolitan Police gathered all this information in 2006 and did absolutely nothing with it. Nothing with it. And I want to know why. That's why it's really important that we have a full public inquiry led by a judge with full powers to summon witnesses and subpoena evidence so that we can get to the bottom of what I think is a three-headed scandal: the original criminality, the police cover-up, and the News International cover-up.
And do you think that will happen? I mean, there's investigations on all manner of levels, aren't there, going on, but...
Well, the police have to follow their investigations, and I'm glad to say that they are now doing an investigation. The courts may end up having to judge on whether people should be sent to prison or not. But at the same time, the government has got to decide whether or not BSkyB should be allowed to, whether News International should be allowed to take over the whole of BSkyB. What I've heard of James Murdoch and Rupert Murdoch and the whole of the News Corp company in the last few days has filled me with absolutely no confidence that they are a fit and proper organisation to be able to take over that additional slice of British life.
Do you think as well that the News of the World will be replaced before too long by the Sun on Sunday or something similar, and we'll see a similar sort of paper with similar staff in place? How do you think it's going to go?
Well, I think if it turned out that Rupert Murdoch was just intending to change the name on the title, everybody would think that it was a profoundly cynical gesture. And so in the end, this company will not be able to evade its responsibility. Those who were involved in criminality will be caught by the police, and I'm sure that the courts will deal with them severely, and that victims, I hope, will have the justice that they have long deserved. But in addition, I'm afraid the Prime Minister has a question to answer. Why on earth did he take Andy Coulson into Downing Street and put him on the public payroll? Why was he right at the heart of government? This is a man who, it now turns out, according to the newspaper reports, authorised payments of thousands of pounds to police officers, which constitutes straightforward corruption.
And just finally, Chris, as somebody who is thought to be a victim of this phone hacking, I mean, how can you sum up your feelings today and just over the last few days? I mean, how are you personally feeling about all this now?
To be honest, I think I feel the same degree of sickness to my stomach and to my heart that most ordinary members of the public would. You know, learning that, for instance, a friend of mine ringing me today to say that he'd lost a friend in the tsunami a few years ago and couldn't understand at the time why the News of the World knew all the private details. And, of course, now he's worked it out.
Yeah, so the fact that the paper's closed doesn't make any difference to you in terms of how you're feeling about it, really?
If this is just a means of trying to evade responsibility for what happened in the past, it simply will not wash. And I would say to the company, it's the people at the helm that have to take responsibility. The people at the helm.